December 6, 1927 State of the Soul. How sorrow and bitternesses do not enter the divine will because they are human births. The divine way. How the divine will has its life in the midst of creatures, and how they hamper it. How each act done in it is a divine signature that circulates. Example. I continue in my abandonment in the divine fiat, and since I was totally without my highest good, Jesus, I felt such bitterness and sorrow that I am unable to express it. But at the same time I felt imperturbable peace and the happiness of the light of the supreme volition. So I thought to myself, what change in my poor soul? Before, if blessed Jesus deprived me of himself for a little while, even just for hours, I was restless, I raved, I cried, I felt myself the unhappiest of creatures. Now all the opposite, I am without him, not for hours, but for days, and even though I feel an intense sorrow, penetrating deep into the marrow of my bones, yet it is without restlessness, without delirium, without being able to cry, as if I had no more tears, all peaceful, intrepid and happy. Holy God, what change! At the thought of being happy without Jesus I feel myself dying. But my happiness is not touched. I feel that happiness leaves sorrow free, and sorrow leaves happiness free. Each of them follows its course, its way, and has its place, but they do not mix together. Ah! Jesus! Jesus! How can you not help me? Don't you have pity on me? How can you not run, not fly to she, the little daughter of your will, whom you said you loved so much? But while I was pouring out my sorrow, he just barely moved in my interior, and told me, daughter of my will, why do you want to trouble your peace, your happiness? Know that where my will reigns, it is like a noble divine queen. It possesses immense joys and happinesses without end. Sorrow, tears, bitternesses, are born in time, all births of the human will. They are not born in eternity, nor are they births from it, they are limited and finite, therefore they do not have the power to enter, even slightly, into the sea of the happinesses of my divine volition. This is the divine way, and in this state did the Queen of Heaven and my very humanity find themselves, all our sorrows, and they were so many and of all kinds, could not decrease nor penetrate into the summit of our endless joys and happinesses. So, before, your restlessness, your tears and disturbances when you would not see me for a little while, were the remains of your human will. But mine does not admit these weaknesses. And since, by nature, it does not possess them, wherever it reigns it dominates sorrow as queen. It makes it circulate, but it does not permit that it enter into its happiness with which it has filled its creature by reigning in her. Sorrow would not find the place in which to put itself within the endless sea of the happiness of my adorable will. Do you perhaps not want it to reign in you, that you become worried about the change you feel within your soul? My divine will has its life, and when the soul opens the doors of her will to let it enter and dominate, it enters into the soul and carries out its life in her, fully divine. And, queen as it is, it forms in her its life of light, of peace, of sanctity, of happiness. And the creature feels all of its goods as her own properties. And if she feels sorrow, she feels it in a divine way, which brings no harm to all that my divine will has communicated to her. On the other hand, with one who does not open the doors to it, to let it enter and dominate, its life remains suspended in the creature, hampered and without being carried out. It happens to my divine fiat as it could happen to a creature who wants to bring all goods to another creature, and this one, with horrendous ingratitude, binds her feet and her hands in order not to let her get close. She closes her mouth so as not to let her speak. She blindfolds her so as not to be looked at. Reduced to such a state, how can she do to her the good she would want to do, if the other one binds her feet in order not to let her get close, her hands so as not to receive the good which she is bringing to her, her mouth so as not to let her tell what she is bringing, her eyes so as not to be drawn by her gazes to open the door to her. What sorrow would this not be for the bearer of so much good? In this state is my will put by creatures when they do not open the doors of their will to let it carry out its life. What sorrow, my daughter, what sorrow! After this, I continued thinking about the divine will, bearer of so much good. And my sweet Jesus added, my daughter, my love for one who lets my divine fiat reign and dominate is so great, that for each act she does in it, the divinity surrenders a divine right to the soul, that is, a right of sanctity, of light, of grace, of happiness. And with these rights it binds the soul and renders her the possessor of divine goods. So, each additional act done in my divine volition is a signature that is executed by your Creator, as if He were writing for you the deed to render you the owner of His happiness, of His light, His sanctity and grace. It happens as when a rich man loves a poor lady, who never goes out of his house. And if she goes out, it is only to visit the properties of her lord, to bring to her lord the fruits of his farms, so as to render him happy with his very goods. The rich man looks at the poor lady, he becomes fond of her. He sees her happy in his house, but in order to be sure of her happiness, he writes a public deed of donation of his goods to the poor one who has wounded his heart, who remains always in his house, and uses his very goods to make her beloved lord happy. So it is for one who lives in our divine will. She lives in our house, she uses our goods to glorify us and make us happy. The disparity between her and us would cause us pain, it would weigh upon our paternal heart. But since no pains or unhappinesses can enter our divine volition, we act with magnanimity. At each act of hers we place our signature, writing the deed of donation of our goods to make her happy and rich of our very happiness. This is why I repeat to you often, single quote, be attentive, my daughter, let nothing escape you, because each of your acts in our will is signatures that circulate, and divine signatures, with which it is assured that the divine will is yours, and that you belong to it. Divine bonds never fail, they are eternal bonds.